the other, the other woman, she was from
Same
way.
So if you came across the median through the center of the median,
it looks like a hit, or the woman, the way the car looks, that wouldn't surprise me if she rolled. That car was just it was an angle.
There's no trees around there either, nothing.
No. The craziest one I ever saw 3 years ago, maybe, right where you get on to the Armored Duels exit, you're northbound, heading northbound on the 219, and where you can get off to Armored Duels to Orchard, that side of Orchard Park. There's a car actually wedged in between the two concrete.
The concrete thing, yeah, I remember that.
I don't know if you saw that one. That was, my wife and I, how the heck did that happen? Yeah. There's like, no.
That was speeding, that one, real bad.
It just wedged in.
I told my brother-in-law all the time, take the 219 at 6 o'clock in the morning.
My ball.
65 down to 55.
Wonderful.
They're still doing 80. I'm driving a company truck, so they're blowing Hornet. I'm down to 65 and a 60 and a 55.
Hi, Mr. Covio, how are you?
Like crazy. People are, I got a GPS on the truck, so I can't, They don't come to a complete stop at a stop sign.
You know where you're parking?
What's that?
Can I have a copy of the general rule with the photo?
Can you get one?
No.
Oh, my brother-in-law, you know what he says? Just let him go.
I know.
There's a major agenda in one.
We have a copy of a rule.
I grabbed one off the table upstairs.
We need to authorize the budget to purchase that ambulance.
The borrowing or the?
The both. I mean, capital needs debt.
What?
Come on, Jay.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Exactly.
Jay, when I'm reading the resolution for the ambulance, do I read off the VIN number with that, or can I admit that? What's the proper procedure?
Good question. It's in the resolution. Mike just took my copies of it.
It is. Yeah. It specifies the make, model, and number of the unit, and it does provide a VIN. I just didn't know if I had.
Did you have a copy of the resolution already? Or?
Only electronic. Yeah.
How did you get that?
Kathy sent it to me.
Right.
Because I had to send it over to Boston Emergency Squad.
Right.
To make
it.
All the information's there. So I'm reading the entire resolution, and then I just wasn't sure.
Have we determined, now who's going to own the vehicle?
We are.
The town is?
Correct.
And then what's the relationship between the town and EMS again?
So the...
I get copies of any of this. That's why I'm asking.
That's okay. If you want, I can look at it. Kick it over to you.
So
the maximum estimated cost for this vehicle is $154,650. And then by issuing the statutory installment for not more than $104,650 for an 8-year term, that's what Kathy.
That's our borrowing,
right?
Correct.
That's our borrowing. The relationship between EMS and the town. That's the issue. We own it. They're a private nonprofit corporation.
Okay.
How are they?
Sure, somehow scamming.
Using. And we're missing a step that we got. I don't want to say got in trouble with once before, but it became an issue once before.
Okay.
And problem being is the town cannot own a vehicle.
What is Kirby up to lately?
Seemingly, someone else is just allowed to use.
Corey Bieber, Corey Bieber, the Bieber brothers.
Agreement in place,
so working with them.
Insurance in place, everything else.
Carpentry.
We went through
my old math teacher, Dave Markham.
Huh?
They went through my old math teacher, Dave Markham.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
It was cheaper for them to get the grant, because they got a grant. 3-1-6.
Yes, and Corey and
they told me about.
Mayla.
Corey, I don't know about
the brothers. Like Corey, Greg. There's like four of them
trying to get it.
Who's the big heavy one?
Corey, that's the one. Section 5, so 8 and credit, the one of Boston, Erie County, New York, and the
The borrowing again, that's the town borrowing. The reserve capital. Were you part of, Jeff, part of the discussions with the ambulance and the purchase of the ambulance and how the town's gonna pay for it and the...
No, I'm sorry, I...
It was gonna be IBTA.
It's gonna fund reserves, right, so...
In part, we're borrowing it, but... Take out a big note.
Oh, take a note out?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen anything on that.
Here. And remember before we had the issue where we couldn't know it and they use it without all kinds of crazy insurance and indemnification clauses and everything else, so we are just giving the old one to them. But we had to sell it to them. We can't, the town just can't give away stuff for free, so we had to put a clause in the contract that we were actually deducting value from the contract as the cost of the ambulance, and that's how we could transfer it. And it's a lot more complicated than us just buying an ambulance and letting them use it. That's the problem.
Should be record of it.
Mm-hmm. Have we heard, do we know what Zach is coming?
I haven't heard anything from him.
Nope.
When I go by his house, he has a bunch of vehicles in his driveway. Yeah, good question.
Were you involved in any of this, well, I mean, I know you're involved in it, what is the deal with the ambulance?
Well, my understanding, the EMS has made a offer to put, well, I wouldn't know that, but I've seen the financing, I've not seen the resolution purchase. I've not really been involved in anything.
Okay.
Who's got on it?
It sounds like from the borrowing, it sounds like the town's got on it.
Well, that's what I've read too. It looks like since the, what's the cost of doing the financing, right? Like the town would be on it.
Which then that gives rise to the same issue
we had before.
6 years ago.
Right. That's correct. And, you know, we also have a, if we go the way that I would want it to go, that it goes to the ambulance service. Now, what you might want to do, or what we would have to do, we just can't give out a $150,000 vehicle to one of the voluntary organizations in town.
Correct.
So we have to make it part of the financing plan. We can't do that because we have a contract for that. I'll get to wait till the end of the year. And then roll that in, they get X amount of cash from an organization, plus they get a contribution in kind of a vehicle.
Like we did with the old 81, the old ambulance.
Right, so
then we transferred ownership of that one to them, where they provisioned the contract to say, okay, we're actually giving you $20,000, $13,000 of this instead of the value of the ambulance, and then we'll give you the other $7,000.
Exactly. So this is difficult to do in this term. And I don't know if this is a hot item, it's until tomorrow, they have to purchase it today, I don't know.
So Kathy sent an email to Marty, yourself, and me back on May 12th. And had put both the resolutions on there.
Okay, those are proposed resolutions. What's the time frame of purchase of the vehicle? What's the deadline, or when is this thing? My understanding is it's a showroom vehicle. It's,
yeah, that is kind
of correct. One of a kind thing. How long is this thing going to be on the lot? Do they have other offers? Do they have?
I know they have other people interested in it. Yes.
If the board wanted further inquiry, you'd probably have the gentleman from the EMS team to explain to you. I understand. I think he was the one directly involved in the negotiations, and his company was too. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
But that's just the price of the vehicle. I'm more concerned with ownership, assurance, visibility on the town, than
exactly
all the same issues we had 6 years ago.
Which we still have the same issue. Unless EMS can wait another 6 months. That's what we're talking about.
Or at least 2 weeks.
Send that stuff out before we can authorize the purchase. And then these resolutions authorize the purchase and the financing.
Right, that's correct.
Right.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Hello.
So, thank you. You can do it, James, but then at the end of the auspices of the board, which it was like 15, 20 years, and we're gathering things, and then we finally moved it over to insurance purposes.
Right.
So we could do it, but the thing is, if we'd rather try and find a way that, I don't know how to do it, you know, midterm, you know, midterm in our contract. The contract will be end up, will be up the end of the year, and then it would be easier to roll in.
Right.
You know, so much cash and, you know, so much profit.
So did you look at the resolutions that Kathy sent out on the book at all?
But not necessarily the purchase. The financing I did. Kathy and I worked on the financing.
And then the purchase is fine too. It's actual ownership and use that creates legal problems. It'd be like you decide to drive up here one day and you just tell Bob you need the Oshkosh for a couple of days to do some work. Right.
Right.
It's exactly right. That's right. It's all comes under liability.
Technically, they are a private organization, separate aside. They're a contractor, you know, we contract with that business, the U.S., but
okay.
You can't just let them use equipment. The only reason I know this for a fact is because we had a huge issue with this 6 years. This all came up and we had huge liability issues, insurance issues, when people really took a look at what the former administration had done, which was just shambles.
Liability on the vehicle, you know, it's not only us driving the vehicle. It's you know, the other people on the road too, that they could follow us, they could do that, you know, and we're running across all types of terrains up and down the hills, you know, during the winter. Buses can't get up there, you know, and they're running up there.
Right.
And furthermore, if some transporting somebody inside the vehicle, we have to be sure that the inside of the vehicle is properly taken care of the way that it should be. And, you know, plans are trains. It doesn't matter if it's 100%. You gotta find something wrong, and you gotta find a, take up on the inside.
Right.
You know, and if it's not even our name, it won't be named. Other than that, if you're named, we'll be named in a lawsuit, and you know, then we just have another thing to deal with when we're looking for insurance. So if you want to put it off for 2 weeks, unless there's some reason somebody says that we can't, from dying, from an issue, or it's going to be so far off a lot, so maybe we should put it off into the supervisor.
I can talk to them, we didn't know about, I mean, if you were copied on an email, I mean, what that, I guess I'm surprised we didn't know about this ahead of time.
We did know about it ahead of time because we talked about it, you and me and Martin right after the meeting.
Right, but the resolutions came out. I guess my question is that if the resolutions were there and you look through, I mean, I truly don't know what exactly I'm looking for. And being an attorney, I guess I would assume that you would have brought that up.
It was brought up there after the meeting.
But again, these resolutions were post the meeting, in between the meeting and this meeting. So these resolutions never existed at the last meeting. So now that we have the resolutions drafted, all the documentation is there, and not, I guess, I don't know.
Well, there's a resolution on that, the problem still has. Resolution doesn't make it go away.
Correct. Had I been copied on a resolution, or had I gotten my insurance on Monday like I'm used to getting, I would have picked up on that immediately, and it would have been brought to everybody.
Martin should have done that for you then.
Did somebody speak to you? I didn't hear anybody speak to you.
You were speaking. I'm in the room. So, like it or not,
no,
I'm going to answer you.
Not by choice.
Well, it is by choice. Maybe not
no,
yours,
not
but by the public. So get used to it.
Now there's other people. Yes.
Yeah, well, funny, because I'm
saying. If you keep running your mouth off and you do it again and disturb us in this meeting upstairs, you will be removed from the room.
Okay.
So you understand that clearly,
sure.
Okay? You're
sure.
Allowed to speak at that meeting.
Sure. I am allowed to speak at any
meeting
that I
granted to
it
you.
It is not a privilege, correct.
This board.
Mr. Boardway,
plain
get off of your high horse, will you?
As a courtesy,
you
to allow you
my
to give
boss.
A report.
We'll
you're
see
right.
What the
I'm not.
Says.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that. I keep saying the same thing.
Yeah, you're not an attorney either.
I'm not. You said I was.
Pepper. That's funny.
If I was a resident, I got to tell you to grow up and start conducting business.
Yeah.
Our business. You don't own this town. Conduct business for the people and stop acting like a baby. And I don't care what you do to me.
No. You know, we don't, if it's a public meeting, we don't want to have to start having people.
Shouldn't have to. I agree with you. I shouldn't have to.
Nobody should speak at the agenda review except members of the board. This is not an open meeting.
Let's just move on.
Anyway, the supervisor was called away this evening, so he will not be here. I'll take care of the minutes. Has anybody reviewed the fund bills? Nate, Renee?
I did not review them. Yes, unfortunately, I am later than I anticipated.
No, that's not a problem.
Do we have an extract here?
An extract, I don't know what the bills are. Keep that to them, that makes a small pile.
I mean, I'm reviewing what there is in front of me.
Does that, you want to take that?
Yeah, once I'm through with it, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Correspondence from planning board, filed, received and filed. And question for Bison elevator service proposal. Anybody aware of that?
I don't have a copy of the package. What is the correspondence from the planning board?
The meeting for Tuesday, May 10th, it's already happened. Will be canceled due to a lack of agenda items. The next meeting scheduled is Tuesday, May 24th of 2016, 7:30. Assuming there's no agenda.
Hey, sir, I'm supervisor, sorry to interrupt.
Yep.
Do we have a total number for all these bills or do we need to go through a total amount? Thank you, I appreciate it. All set.
All right, perfect. Bison elevator, the elevator broke the other day. They were just here not too terribly long ago, spent a bunch of money. Current price, $4,185 paid at. I talked to Kathy about this the other day. We were considering getting some other proposals for other services and new type elevators that had been working.
One minute, Jeff.
So.
Yep. Agenda review for the town board meeting, would you like to sit in?
No, just up on the town board, just to take a look. I'm here just to kind of seek information if I can speak during the town board meeting.
Sure. Just 3 minutes of public comment.
Absolutely.
Great, thanks.
So we need to decide if we want to just simply approve this particular repair bill or we just want to seek other proposals. It's kind of expensive. Again, they were just here not too long ago because they didn't find what was wrong last time. We're going to pay basically all the service charges and everything coming up again. Any thoughts?
I think it's between the threshold of 3 and 5, considering building maintenance. So I believe that you need 3 quotes, not bids, but 3 quotes, fax to the supervisor.
We only have the one.
For the board's review. So maybe we table it till we have 2 more. Leo, I assume that would fall under his duties.
Yeah, Kathy just said that they had 3 the other day on those ones, so.
No work has been done currently, is that correct?
No. Well, they came in. They came in, took a look at it. And then
so we just have the service charges and then.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Correct. Item number 3, Boston State Road mixed use project. This is essentially the same thing we touched on at the last meeting. I'm not exactly sure why is this in the agenda. Is there more going on with it?
Well, what's that, Jay? The Boston State Road mixed use, I'm not quite sure I didn't get into that.
Right. Yeah, it's the planning board. It's the same motion 1, motion 2 that the planning board pushed in last time. There's nothing different, I guess, that I could see.
Concerning secret?
Yeah, exactly. And since I've got Aaron's opinion on that he thinks they should do the full review and talk to.
Well, I think, there was a meeting about 4 or 5 days ago before the last planning board meeting. And I think the applicant wants to change his application from going from a C1 to a C2. Since that would cause like a mixed use, which may or may not be appropriate. We have some issues in the code that really should be addressed. the applicant maybe changing that from a C2 to an R3, which would then allow multiple units. I didn't know if he was going to amend this package before it came up to board and incorporate. Again, I didn't see that.
Right.
So I don't know where we stand. What are they asking for?
This is the same letter from the planning board that was in before us last time.
I don't know why this is on the agenda, because...
Neither do I.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the purpose is. The packet's not complete.
I believe we tabled that last meeting because we weren't going to start the secret process until...
Right.
They resolved, there were some questions concerning the zoning and the road, and I believe...
Right.
Somebody to go through secret, they'd spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and they wanted a meeting, planning board, Jim, Sarah.
Hopkins.
Which we did.
This is the property down towards the North Boston, I think, town?
Yes, correct.
Across from Tim Hortons there. So I believe...
Just it's tabled, but nothing has changed, right?
Yeah, it has changed, so I think they'll table, because they want to move from a C2 to a C3. That's only for the apartment building, so I mean, I don't...
They didn't meet, the last meeting, planning board didn't meet, so they haven't done anything since that, or anyway, so...
Right, so it's not official planning board action, it's just... And Clark, why is it back on the agenda?
Because Thelma Flowering asked me to put it on.
Lots of variables with that application that our town engineer doesn't feel comfortable with, giving rendering an opinion until they have the application correctly filled out and the correct zoning for the uses.
Right.
You know, quite frankly, I think it's before they get off on the wrong foot, that they should get off on the right foot and, you know, tell us what exactly they want to do there and what it's going to be zoned and what they would like it zoned.
Right.
What's going to go on with the vacant land. You know, there's lots of variables, and I think they had a good meeting. I talked to Jim, and I think everybody had a good meeting the other day to move forward with a lot of those questions. So I think this should be, tabled again.
Yeah, that's for our purpose if nothing's changed.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think, anything's been new sent to the planning board.
No, nothing's really changed. Some thoughts on how to approach it on the part of the applicant have changed, but they've not been reduced to writing where the town board can take any action on it.
Yeah, exactly, Mike, exactly.
That's pretty much all that.
All right, so 1608, 1609, this is the ambulance and the borrowing. Need to decide what we want to do with that. I mean, is time of the essence to buy this thing, or we don't know, or 2 weeks going to kill them, or...
Last I heard that they, it's kind of, it was one of those things that if they didn't act soon, that they're going to lose it.
Who can you get on the phone and find out?
Don should be here.
Don here?
He should be upstairs.
Yeah, because I mean, these are unresolved issues, unfortunately, that cannot remain unresolved. Technically, they did it wrong last time. The town took ownership of the vehicle.
Okay.
And kept it. They fixed that. The Boston EMS fixed that when they bought the newest ambulance, in part because they were able to get grant money that the town couldn't get post 9/11. So they took ownership of their own ambulance, but then we had two different coverages, dual insurance, and all kinds of issues with that. And we sought out opinions from the Association of Towns and from a few other people back then. That what was being done was just completely improper. Almost everybody up to this crazy
amount.
So what's the proper way?
Well, what we did last time is we just gave them their old ambulance, the one that the town actually owned.
Okay.
We gave them, but we can't just give stuff away for free, but that was so old that we were able to get a very reasonable price quote on it. And we said on paper it was only worth about $11,000, and then in their $90,000 contract, what we did is we said, okay, we're giving you the $90,000 contract, we're giving you $79,000 in cash and this $11,000 ambulance.
Okay.
Problem is the cost of this new ambulance exceeds their entire contract.
Right. But isn't that where...
We'd have to structure a contract.
That was built into the 8-year term, which is what their contract was.
It's a...
I misunderstand that.
is a major term.
Dave, you're turning me for the financing?
I'm looking for that.
I think you're talking about the financing.
My understanding is from Kathy that the 8 years.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
She was looking at options for borrowing.
Right.
All right, they had a borrowing.
Need a month, right?
Yeah. What, Jake, can you give us a couple details on what we're looking at? Did I miss something earlier, the price of it?
So price of the ambulance is $154,650. And of that, $50,000 is going to be actually paid from the current ambulance funds, including the reserve. The ambulance funds, the reserve for ambulance funds are approximately $8,000, as the unreserved ambulance funds are approximately $42,000. And it's provided that a balance of $104,650 is to be paid from the proceeds of obligations for loan to be issued pursuant to the local finance law.
And what are the terms of the financing? Are we going to raise taxes?
So it's coming out of the fund. So if it's coming out of the fund where the money's there, why would we have to raise taxes?
No, we're borrowing 104.
We're borrowing 104.
Right. So part of the contractual obligation. So they, when I spoke to Kathy about this, based off of the use of expected life use, the prohibitable usefulness of such ambulance is 10 years. So that's going to be built into their contract where the money will be taken out every year from their ambulance funds, which is already under the tax law.
Right, because of that payment that we're paying, will that trigger taxes to be raised? The payment, they got to make a payment every month, right? For the $104,000?
I see what you're saying.
But that amount of money, is that going to be generated by taxes? Are we going to have to raise the ambulance line to purchase this? Because, I mean, 104 over a year, I mean, that's going to be a pretty big chunk of money every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even at 2.5.
Yeah. I think the financing debt is 3.248, right?
3.5.
Okay, 3.5. Even worse.
So,
I mean, is that going to trigger raising the line?
I would assume we would tighten up. And we're right to the, we've been right to the line.
What's the longevity of our
this
current?
It's an allocation of $50,000 from the proceeds derived from available funds within the ambulance district.
Yeah, we put away money for the last 6 years.
We've been tucking away 10 grand a year for the last 6 years, ever since this last issue with the ambulance. We've been tucking away 10 grand a year.
What's the longevity of the rigs we got now? Are they up there?
So the one that they're looking to replace needs thousands of dollars of repair, which is why they're looking to let it go. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. It's got about 74,000 miles on it. So even out on the market right now, the trade-in values, and Marty said that he would buy it from them for what they were willing to give them. But they said they only give them $5,000 for that ambulance on a trade-in.
74,000 on it. Obviously, they strip it down, I would guess, right? Or it didn't sell as is. We put a lift in it, didn't we? They got an auto lift.
What does it need for service? They're saying a couple $1,000. What does it need? Does it need brakes, tires? What does it need?
That I don't know. I know it has something to do with the suspension. That I know. Outside, I don't have the specifics. I can get that. And again, Don's out there tonight, he'd be able to speak. That's not in regards to those questions.
I mean, obviously, I'm always for buying an ambulance, but if it's going to raise our tax line, then I think we need to make sure we know whether that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, it's got to be capable of just doing variables. That'll be the motion, 4 and 5. Table those for the time being. We're back in 2 weeks.
Do you guys agree, or I mean,
if Don's up there, we'd have to go ahead and, I guess, speak to that and see if they would end up losing the ambulance at that point.
First one, I think it's pretty low mileage, 74,000. I mean, it's not a real wild. I mean, they're a pretty good vehicle. They had good diesel motors. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a top quality machine. 74,000 miles isn't really that much. I don't know what's wrong with it, but
yeah.
I mean, I would have to find out what was wrong with it and see about fixing it. But what's the newer vehicle? I mean, Mount Echo.
The new one that's currently here in the bay?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
You mean the one for the purchase?
No, they got two of them over there.
Oh, okay.
This is the older one, they're getting rid of the 74, so the new one's maybe got, what, 20, 30,000 miles on?
Eight, six.
I mean, I don't know what kind of a deal they're getting on this new one, if it's a great price they're getting, if it seems like it's a big rush to get it, I mean, maybe it is a great price. I don't know nothing about it, it just seems like.
And if for $154,000, does that have to be bid out? Do we have to go state bid? It seems like that's.
Because I see what you're saying, because we're paying for it.
Over the threshold of the,
you know, for agreement that you
put in motion every year.
Yeah, I talked to Kathy about this, and because it's a specialty item, and it's one that probably not gonna be able to find in a whole lot of different places, and we have this thing, there's not so many places on the ambulance system, you know, some dealers that should be or something.
That's one of the exceptions. Where would the money come from in regards to having the current one fixed? Does that come back onto us if they need it, or it has to come out of their coffers?
Right, but we tax that line, though, the town taxes that line, so, I mean, that line is taxed set aside for EMS, we pay some of the costs associated with EMS, they're given the contract, they're contracted to the town for the $90,000 a year plus a few other things, then the town maintains, we pay the dispatch, we keep some contractual money here for EMS use that we have to contribute to EMS throughout the year, again, but the dispatch we pay their workers' compensation premiums, we pay all that stuff, and then we keep the reserve fund also. You can't just give them the money because technically they're a private business, so that's why it's some money with us buying it. We can't just buy something new.
Right.
And there's a couple other things, you know, that there's a possibility of doing the Kathy Jones and other because of story stances. We could potentially stretch out the financing, go from 8 years to 12 years or 8 years to 10 years, which would lower the payments. You know, the principal amount is still going to be there. But it may keep us, you know, from raising the taxes over a period of time, or finance it for 8 years, or if the moon at eight comes up and refinance it for the rest of it, you know, rest of it. Or maybe by that time we have a sufficient amount in the reserve to take care of it.
Right, we don't want to be upside down or anything either.
No, that's true too. And as far as it being available, whoever negotiating with them, I don't know if it's Mr. Brown or the councilman or whatever, but maybe you talk to the dealer. It is a dealer, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're on emergency dealer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe talk to the dealer, give them a small down payment, say for $500, hold this for 30 days for us, you know, and if we buy it, you know, the $500 will be kept towards the purchase price of the vehicle. Right. And if not, we'll use the $500. I mean, if it's a great deal, $150,000, now it's $500 a vehicle.
Right. Yeah, that seems, I would think we could get our numbers together by then.
Right. And then just roll it into like, but they'd have to sign a 5-year contract or something like that. And just then we can just float them, you know, $20,000 worth of the purchase price of the thing for 5 years, as long as they're locking a 5-year contract, and then they own it.
Okay.
Our bookkeeper is going on vacation for a week and a half, starting the 20th of this month. So we should probably get to her before she'll be done. I don't know. I'm sorry. The next day or so.
Right.
And then she'll be gone for the next, well, she only has sufficient time, but now she's actually there with her. So.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe email RJ and find out what's going to happen to the line if we borrow $105,000.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have that information, so.
You may go straight, but, you know, we have to raise taxes for it. And then, if we do, well, then we'll have to, you know. Mm-hmm. The majority of the board wants to do that.
All right, unfortunately that's the way that one's got to go tonight. Number six is the Water District Audit. I've got a copy of the Water District Audit for Mark Anuschek, town passed with flying colors. I've got the highest grade report town to receive on county of the water districts. You guys don't have anything, right? You want to take care of this, Jeffrey?
Sure.
And how clerk duties, I'll take care of that. That old business Time Warner cable request for the police barracks. Okay.
So Mike had two additional questions, which I reached out to Aldo, and he responded back. Right now, there's nothing else pending with that.
So we go on?
It's good to go. As long as Mike's comfortable with what we're doing from the contract.
What is that in place? Why are we doing this?
They're upgrading. To fiber optic service.
Subway fast service?
Much.
Well, they're putting fiber, huh? They got cable right now?
Moving on.
Been watching a lot of TV over there?
Coffee done that.
Plenary items, Marty Davis, there's a letter from the Cemetery Association, I'll just read that. Sue, the assessor, Kayla's requested permission, she, of course, she has to finish up. I believe it's the last one that she has to take to be completely appraised up. Lupon course held July 11th to July 15th, an exam takes place on July 15th. Cost is, discounted cost $470. She's attached the application. Hotel cost for four-night stay, $499.96. And the round trip mileage, 347 miles for 45 cents a mile, total 1,500, I believe, that's 1,560.43 in the per diem normal meal thing. She's asking for authority to go to that. I would say yes on that.
I believe that's also in her budget.
It is.
That's a recourse she's required to take, right?
Correct.
For certification?
Yes. Tis.
If it's in her budget, do we technically even have to vote on it?
Yeah, because we have to authorize town travel for any town employees to make it legal and for her to transfer the money.
Yep.
And actually take possession of the money. Otherwise, it looks not
sketchy.
You got it.
We don't like sketchy.
And then one other additional issue here, this is an interesting one. The current website hosting, they're looking for renewal. The current cost is $399 a year. We are paid up until May 31st. Service will be terminated on 6/1 with non-payment. However, they say that the contract itself is not refundable, so if we cancel it a month down the road, they're not going to lose our money back. How close do we think we are to getting there?
So the new website will not be up in that kind of time. I have been in contact multiple times with our new team. What I'm also working on right now with them, since we have this contract to do a new website, and they were going to have to transfer the domain into their control anyways, I said I've been working with them to see if they will transfer the domain and take over hosting temporarily for us. I will know more tomorrow underneath the bias of what we're already doing, not for no additional charge is what I'm voting for. So I would say at this point, we should not renew that.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Great. Sounds good, Dave.
I'm working on making it not cost us anything for at least temporary.
Even better.
But now, if that doesn't go through, so we run the risk of losing town email, correct?
No. No, we are on a hosted exchange server for our email. So it does not go through our website at all.
Yeah.
It has been transferred over to a separate hosted server.
All right, perfect. Good answer. Mr. Ansel, what do you got?
Up for upstairs.
All right, perfect. Jeffrey?
Just that we are moving forward with the website. I do have, as of today, color palette proposals so that they can get moving on the mock-ups. I should have mock-ups by next week. I also have an initial proposal for a site plan. So how it's going to be navigated, and we are moving forward for that.
Perfect.
Good.
Perfect. Anything else?
Nothing. I'm just going to report on the fishing derby. Cornell Corvus Extension has a event coming up actually this Saturday during gardens and lawn stuff. That's all I have.
I've got one thing on the legal, which I don't mind sharing with the town. The insurance company. Everybody knows they've been sued by Michael Curley for the group home, not allowing, for denying a building permit for those with developmental disabilities under the Federal Developmental Disabilities Act, as well as the New York State Act. He's representing the Office of Disabilities here in Western New York, as well as the federal agency. The complaint was served last on the 25th, I think, well, within about a week and 10 days. I got over the insurance company. The insurance company will provide us coverage with an attorney. Next week, I have an attorney come out to Syracuse, a very large law firm. And the date and time, I'm not sure. I'm probably going to spend the day with him, so if anybody wants to just go in and out or whatever, you got any specific questions or anything else, they let me know. And, I think that's just great news for us. It kind of bolsters us, in terms of support and handling this matter.
Yep, absolutely. Beautiful.
And, there's one other thing. Can we go into an executive session real quick?
Okay. All right. Bye.
John Deere Parks tractor, it's been delivered. It's really nice. The guys last week and today were oil spilling roads. Tomorrow we're going to be continuing on that. One 10-wheel dump truck, we had some transmission troubles last week. The guy pulled it apart and he got it back together and it seems to be working great. So.
Beautiful.
Other than that, things are going good.
Bob, do you have a list of the roads you're going to stone, like, in the future? Do you know where you're headed?
For tomorrow, you mean?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to Pin Oak, we're going to Mill Street, we're going to Wildwood, we're going to Ludon, we're going to May Drive, and that'll probably be it for tomorrow.
How long was that done?
It's 4 or 5 years ago.
Really? Wow. For the lady with the stones?
Yeah, that's
my hair. Exactly.
Come on, Beth. Come and sweep my wall. And Ms. Clerk?
Just up for upstairs.
All right, perfect. Good motion on executive.